Wild Horses, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. He's no Rolling Stone, but William Simpson II is a savant who is promoting the science behind bringing wild horses from areas where they are not wanted, as in a lot of BLM land, and placing them in the mountains in an effort to reduce wildfire fuel, amongst other things. He's a very bright and interesting guy.
So the Natural Wildfire Abatement and Forest Protection Plan is the formal name, but we use the term Wild Horse Fire Brigade because, like other large body herbivores, they're largely responsible for mitigating fuel loads in and around forests and therefore reducing both the frequency and the intensity of catastrophic fire. That's one part of what I'm trying to promote. Really, what I'm promoting is a mixed herbivory program, a vision where you have multiple benefits by launching a single program, which would be very beneficial for taxpayers and for ranchers, because I grew up on a working ranch. We raised registered pole herefords, the chapter farmer in the FFA, went to school at Oregon State, ended up doing a lot of different things. I ended up retiring back close to where my mom and dad are buried here in the mountains, and my ranch happens to have a resident small herd of wild horses, which I've studied very close range for going on 8 years now.
And what he's learned? His herd of wild horses graze and stay around his ranch and do reduce wildfire fuel. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.